Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday. The I Gotta Go in a Minute show. It's, it's that time. It is August 21st, 2015. Tis all the geek without the wait and high. We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook, from Twitter, from all those crazy things. You might know us from our wonderful sayings. That there is saucy.
Unleash the fury.
Should be your fortune maker. Hi there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
DJs, all they do is play other people's music. That's like why I date a valet because he drives a nice car.
It's a sweet car, so what happened, you?
1614, a woman who made Dracula look like an amateur died. She was the Hungarian Countess Elizabeth Bathory, and she believed that taking baths in human blood would keep her eternally young. During her life, Bathory kidnapped more than 600 girls, hung them in chains, and drained their bloods into her bathtub. She was convicted and died on this day. I would hate to have been her housekeepers because I know those stains were real.
It's so difficult to get the blood out. 1841, the Venetian blind was patented by John Hampton of New Orleans, Louisiana.
1878, the Bar Association was formed in Saratoga, New York, and it would be a great club if it weren't for all the lawyers.
1888, the adding machine was patented by William Seward Burroughs.
1897, Oldsmobile was opened for business, a division of the General Motors Company.
1912, the first Boy Scout to become an Eagle Scout was A.R. Eldred in Oceanside, New York. He celebrated with a brownie.
1959, Hawaii became the 50th state in the U.S.
1973, the first house made of recycled parts was finished in Richmond, Virginia. What?
1993, NASA engineers lost contact with the 980 million Mars Observer spacecraft just as it was about to reach Mars.
Oops.
The whereabouts of the craft is still unknown.
Oops. Mark this on your calendar because on this date, 2 years from now in 2017, the next total solar eclipse that will be visible from North America.
Woo-woo.
Nice. Birthdays?
Jacqueline Emerson is 21, Foxface in The Hunger Games.
RJ Meat is 23, that's Walter White Jr. on Breaking Bad.
Hayden Panettiere is 25, Juliet Barnes on Nashville, and Claire Bennett on Heroes.
Melissa Schumann is 31, that's Amber in The Hollow, and Nicole in Silent Scream.
Brody Jenner is 32, himself on The Hills, and himself on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Alicia Witt is 40, that's Nola on Law & Order Criminal Intent, and Michelle in Joint Body.
Sergey Brin is 42, co-founder of Google.
Carrie Ann Moss, 48, Carrie Spencer on Models and Trinity in the Matrix trilogy.
Richmond Arquette is 52, son of Louis Arquette and grandson of Cliff Arquette. Don't know who those people are, but he was Deputy Charles in Halloween.
Well, one of those people you should have known. Steven Hillenburg is 54, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Steve Case is 57, co-founder of AOL.
Kim Cattrall is 59, Samantha on Sex and the City, Emma in Mannequin, Lieutenant Valeris in Star Trek VI, and of course, Lassie on Porky's.
Peter Weir is 71, film director. He did The Dead Poets Society, great movie. He also did Green Card and The Truman Show.
Clarence Williams III is 76 years old. That is Link from the Mod Squad. That is Philby on Mystery Woman. That is Samson in Half-Baked. That is the creepy Undertaker guy in Tales from the Hood.
Nice, nice. No longer with us this day, in 1937, Robert Stone, novelist known for A Hall of Mirrors and Who Stopped the Rain.
Born this day, 1936, Wilt Chamberlain, that's the Big Dipper, basketball legend, and had sex with so many women, it is ridiculous.
Christopher Robin Milne is no longer with us this day, 1920, inspiration for the Winnie the Pooh books, and son of the author A.A. Milne.
Frizz Freleng is born on this date in 1906, animator, cartoonist, known for Looney Tunes, Merry Melodies, you know, just doing so much there.
William VI of the United Kingdom, 1765, King of Great Britain and Ireland.
1754, William Murdoch, inventor of gas lighting. No one ever thought to put gas on fire before. Strange. What's on ya?
2020 and new Wee Day on ABC.
Wee, young people facing a challenge. NBC, you got 12 people performing on America's Got Talent, and Dateline, I think they sit down with Jared.
CBS, Elementary and Blue Bloods.
ABC Family showing Bruce Almighty. It's all right.
America's Got Talent on NBC, except for you already read that, so it's sure actually did. New Masters of Illusion on the CW.
There you go. AMC American Movie Classics showing the Back to the Future trilogy.
Criminal Minds on A&E.
Bravo showing B-Movie. Remember B-Movie?
New Redwood Kings on Animal Planet.
Disney Channel, new episodes of Bunked, Girl Meets World, and Dog with a Blog.
New Gainesville Friends and Our Family on CMT.
Over on FX, it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots the Movie. It's Hugh Jackman and Real Steel.
New Edge of Alaska on Discovery Channel.
FXX and The Simpsons, Marge makes Bart be friends with Ralph and the one where Fat Tony marries Selma.
Next Friday on Encore.
FXM, your movie channel showing Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Neighbors on HBO.
IFC Independent Film Channel showing The Mist based off of the Stephen King little novella. I prefer King's Ending.
New episodes of Deadly Women on ID.
Tonight on MTV, they're showing the first film James Franco was in. That would be Never Be Kissed. Never Been Kissed. The Drew Barrymore thing.
New Ancient Aliens on History Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel with new episodes of Defiance, the finale of Killjoy, and a new Dark Matter.
47 Ronin on Cinemax.
TNT with new Cold Justice and Cold Justice Sex Crimes.
The Wedding Ringer on Stars.
TV Land will be showing Eddie Murphy's version of The Nutty Professor.
12 Monkeys on Showtime.
The show? No, it's just a movie. But tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because Marcus fears he has committed murder while unconscious and sets out to find out what happened. Tonight, Philip Winchester, Tim Draxel, and Lacey Chabray star In My Sleep.
You got mail, baby!
Yes!
Yes, indeed we do. Correction for Wednesday's show.
Uh-oh.
The Indianapolis Motor Speedway is in Speedway, Indiana. Your favorite Speedway, Indiana resident that's tired of people always saying the track is in Indy for the 30 years of his life, Ryan. Ryan, here's what we're going to do real quick. They are the Washington Redskins, even though they play in Landover, Maryland. It is the Indianapolis Speedway. And I'm sorry that Indianapolis took over your town, but that's just the way it is. I guess the only way that I can get on board this with you is if everyone's cool with me calling them the New Jersey Giants since they play across the river.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry, but keep them coming, buddy.
Indeed. If you'd like to drop a note, if you'd like to have what you think is a correction, please send it in. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flintstress, Salsi, all at geekradiodaily.com. Kick back, relax. Your Finally Frackin' Friday episode will wrap itself up in just a bit.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks. Same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
I'm Casey Biggs, Damar on Deep Space Nine, and you are listening to GeekRadioDaily.com.
There should be a bell there. I didn't realize he said the whole... I forgot that he said the whole thing. Hi there, welcome. It's Geek Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. And that, of course, means we've got to have plans for the weekend, other than going to court.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Indeed they do, and sometimes those films get made. Some of them are out this weekend, including...
Agent 47. This is the Alexander Bash movie with Angela Baby. That's her name. That's who she goes by. Dan Bechdel and Carlene Beck. It's about an assassin.
It's the next time. It's the second time they tried to bring the Hitman franchise to the film, to the screen. Hopefully they'll do better than last time.
I don't know. Last time wasn't so bad. Okay. They had that chick.
All right. Sinister.
Russian chick, you know.
Sinister 2 is out. A young mom and her twin sons move into a rural house that's marked for death. I really enjoyed the first Sinister. I thought it was a nice little twist on things. I don't know how a sequel would really work, but hey, here it is.
She's Funny That Way from Peter Bogdanovich, starring Imogen Poots, Owen Wilson, and Jennifer Aniston. I'm going to say Imogen Poots again because I shouldn't have laughed.
You have the greatest names
Laughed. A screwball comedy featuring the interconnected personal lives of the cast and crew of a Broadway production. So it's kind of like a musical, but a movie musical.
Or maybe not. Afterwards, starring Marcia Gay Harden, a librarian facing a midlife crisis decides to travel to Costa Rica. So I guess that one's how Marcia gets her groove back.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The BBC is inviting fans to create their own digital stories for Doctor Who. New season, of course, kicks off in September. Until that time, You can stop by using clips and pictures supplied by the Doctor Who team or the video they've shot on their own devices. How-to videos and tools have been provided for Doctor Who Mission Dalek to help develop digital skills and stoke creative flair for the fan-made videos. Selected winners will be invited to the set to meet Peter Capaldi, encounter the Daleks, step aboard the TARDIS, and see the real world of Doctor Who. Oh my God,
me.
I want to drop everything and do nothing but this, because that would just be incredible. So you got to hurry up, follow it in the show to get yourself over there, make yourself a video, and give us a shout out. We appreciate it.
Adobe's Flash plugin might have had its place in the web years ago, but the last few years it's been marked by a move away from Flash to more imminent technologies. Now the slow, painful death of Flash is continuing, with Amazon announcing that it will no longer accept Flash ads on an ad network beginning September 1st. According to Amazon, recent updates to Chrome, Firefox, and Safari have made Flash ads unreliable. Last month, Mozilla disabled the Flash plugin by default. So what we have to ask ourselves is, what did Flash do to make people upset?
What did who do?
Flash.
No, because of the embedded ads, the embedded video ads
are
mostly from Flash, and so it's hogging up resources like mad.
Right.
My system runs much smoother now. Granted, it upgraded to Windows 10, and I will give that a little bit of a credit, but the browser's working a lot smoother now, and I really believe it was getting rid of that, because, yeah, it was clogging things up like a frat boy's. So scientists have found a way to create carbon nanofibers, one of the strongest materials on Earth, using our breath. More specifically, the carbon dioxide we breathe out. George Washington University say their method is not only a cheaper way to produce the highly desirable material, but also a productive use for one of the most problematic gases at the heart of climate change. Carbon nanofibers have a wide variety of applications, including a reinforcing body armor, the sophisticated high-tech kind. All the process requires is a pot with two electrodes, a cathode and an anode, in a solution of lithium carbonate and lithium oxide. And in my mind, it looks like a nerd still.
Spectacular. Amazing. Sensational. Superior. All words that I would never, ever, ever say about a spider.
But you could say them about Spider-Man.
Maybe. But spider.
Okay.
Man. Maybe just man.
Sure. Okay.
Man
is. You've got an issue. I get that.
Scientists in Panama and Peru have discovered a arachnid that uses its body to glide back home, much like people do when wearing a wing or glider suit.
Okay. Flying spiders? Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, are you ever going to leave the house?
No. Not if I'm in Panama or Peru. I'm staying where I am. I'm drinking as much as I can and staying where I'm at.
Okay.
If I have to go somewhere, we'll do it Pope style.
Nice. Well, 3/4 of smartphone owners admit to using their device while having a nice relaxing seat on the toilet. So, of course, someone was eventually going to make it. And there's now an app for that. Of course there is. It's called Pooductive. And it offers anonymous messaging, with the idea being that everyone you encounter will also be on the toilet as well. Quote, think of it as a magical place. Really? Think of it as a magical place where people from around the globe can anonymously meet to enjoy their time of zen, peace, and quiet together by conversing, philosophizing, and sharing ideas with each other. You can add friends, have group chats, or simply enjoy a one-on-one conversation. It's so much better and much more entertaining than reading the back of a shampoo bottle.
I won't do it.
Here's the thing. They did a Kickstarter to help get this thing done. People actually donated money.
I know. But here's the thing. People are going to be jerks, and they're going to be dicks about it, and they're going to try to, like, get you angry while you're pooping. I don't need any more stress in my life.
Yeah, that's
pooping is the only thing that I can control completely.
Yeah, you don't want to blow out an overhead or anything. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Thank you for dropping by. We do appreciate it. Make sure you stop by and visit us on Facebook and on Twitter and all those fun places. Maybe even the website, geekradiodaily.com. Don't forget that we have the app. Get that app and you'll always have access to everything that's going on with us at all times, including your own bell. That's right, your own bell. You would be silly not to make that happen. So yeah, I'm going to go jump in a car. You wish me luck, and hopefully there'll be a show next week, because I won't be in jail. It's not that bad of a ticket. It's not. But I get a little dramatic in court. So yeah, we'll see you next time.
Blah, 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 blah. Here we are in the worst place in the world. We're not even being paid.
Good times.
Peace out, player.
How's Lassie?
Lassie's fine. She's still a virgin, but she's fine. You, on the other hand, are going to be dead if you don't tell me why they call her Lassie.
Ow!
Case of the runs. Boy, it hurt like hell. Probably hurt me all the way out here.
Must be catching.
How's that?
I hope you haven't grown too attached to Angel Beach, Coach Brackett.